You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
On today's show, we'll tell you what the NBA needs to do right now to make this Nuggets Finals remotely interesting.
Let's go. Roll the intro.
All right, all right.
Yo, yo, yo.
Coming to you live from Philly. It's the number one rated Paulie and Tony Fusco show.
Yo, yo, yo.
As always, Paulie Fusco here with Tony Fusco. And Tony.
Yo.
Huge show today. You know, we've got some smart ideas, very smart ideas on how to fix the NBA and NFL. It's going to blow your mind, people.
Yup, yup. You're going to have a whole new paradigm after today.
Yeah, you are. You sure are. Yep. You know, by the way, Tony, just a quick aside here. You know, these morons, they keep coming up to us. And you know what they say? They say, why do you guys, you know, I listen to the show. Why do you guys always agree on everything?
Ugh, they're so dumb.
Yeah. We agree on everything because we're right.
Yeah. Because we're always right, dummy.
Yeah, you know, all the problems with sports media, and you know, and if I may say, this whole country, you know, it's frankly, true. They started when people started thinking there were two sides to every debate.
Absolutely.
People, there's only one side. And the sooner you realize that, the better.
Yeah, get with the program already.
Yeah, and you better move fast because we're about to hit you with some ideas, I tell you.
Oh, yeah,
just
we
wait
are.
For that. And talking
Buckle
about
up.
Hitting with ideas, you know, we got to bring on this guest today. This guy, he thinks he's so smart. This guy, he's always given expert insight, quote unquote, expert insight on what leagues and teams should do. We're going to show him what smart really looks like, what an expert looks like. He's the host of Nothing Personal on Metalock Media, former president of the Miami, Florida Marlins. So that tells you everything right there. Anyway, his name is David Sampson.
Yeah, it's going to be David versus Goliath on the show today.
Yeah, it is. But before we get to that, a quick word from our newest sponsor, our good friends at Amazon Prime. When you order something, do you wait more than 24 hours to get it? Well, then you're wasting your f***ing life away.
Yeah, and if you can wait more than a day for the things you need, then clearly you got nothing going on in your life, loser.
and we've arranged a special deal for all our loyal viewers and listeners. Log on to Amazon.com now, enter the promo code Fusco, and you'll receive 0.02% off your first order of $500 or more. Offer only valid in the Cayman Islands. Amazon Prime.
Yeah, another
right,
check
there
in
you
the
go.
Mail.
Well, we got that business out of the way, so let's get right into our top story.
Top story.
Right, that top story is truly the biggest story in all of basketball. And no, it's not the Denver Nuggets making the NBA Finals. Nobody cares about that. Yeah, and it's definitely not LeBron possibly retiring.
Oh,
nobody
please.
Cares.
Good riddance to him.
Yeah, exactly. And it's definitely not Carmelo Anthony retiring.
I thought he retired like 5 years ago.
Yeah, same here. Anyway, the biggest story is clearly what's going on in the WNBA. Brittany Griner's WNBA return to the Phoenix Mercury's was the league's most watched game since 1999. It scored 683,000 viewers, you know, which is still virtually nothing, but, you know, in WNBA terms, that's like
huge.
Super Bowl numbers.
Exactly.
Yeah. Anyway, Tony, don't be surprised, you know, if other leagues take notice of this, right?
Absolutely. You know, if I'm NHL Commissioner Gary Bettman, I have to consider copying the Brittany Griner strategy to juice ratings. You take that Connor McDavid guy and you send him over to Russia and have him imprisoned in a Russian jail for only a year or so. Then we trade him back to America for a Russian war criminal and bada bing, bada boom, everyone's watching Oilers games again. Record ratings.
Exactly. And, you know, you look at the NBA right now, you know, you got this possible Nuggets Heat turd of a final that nobody wants to watch.
Yeah.
Adam Silver right now has got to be considering having North Korea maybe capture Jamal Murray, you know, just for a few days, you know, just before the series starts. And maybe, you know, think about it, right? At game time, you know, Jamal Murray just parachutes down into the arena like a fan, man. You know, the ratings would be huge.
Ratings through the roof. In fact, the PGA Championship just got its lowest rating since 2008. Don't be surprised if before the U.S. Open, Brooks Koepka winds up being captured by a Venezuelan drug cartel or maybe a roving band of sea pirates.
Terrific points, Tony. Bound to happen.
Absolutely.
Now let's move to another story. This out of the NFL, big controversy. You know, people, they're up in arms about the NFL's flex scheduling. So what happened is, you know, the league announced that Thursday night games could get moved to different days at the very last minute. You know, basically screwing over the fans who flew into town and booked hotel rooms just to see the game. But Donnie, you know, one of the reasons we've been so successful in this business for so many years is, you know, we just don't bitch and moan like other hosts about that.
No, we have answers.
Yeah, we come up with solutions. And
exactly.
Donnie, you had a great one for this. Tell the people.
Here's my solution. The games are being broadcast on Amazon, right? Well, if the game gets moved, what if Amazon uses Prime to ship all 60,000 fans to the new location for the game?
Smart.
I mean, if Amazon's already shipping all this shit around every day, like dishwashers and toilet plungers and whatnot, why not just ship the people too?
Smart.
It would be a great sponsor integration. Like, wow, look at this, everybody. All the fans were shipped here tonight, courtesy of Amazon Prime.
Just a brilliant solution, Tony. And, you know, you talk about sponsor integration.
You.
Well, that was such a great way to bring back our sponsor for today's show. You know, now they got to pay us twice for that. Just brilliant.
Yeah, exactly. Another check in the mail.
And, you know, just while we're at it, Tony, you know, just spitballing, piggybacking here. What if every week a player in the Thursday night NFL game was captured by a hostile foreign government, you know, and then they were shipped back to America by Amazon Prime?
That would be huge. Ratings through the roof. Must see TV.
You know, this is why Tony was so respected in the business. It's for solutions like this that are just sitting right there for the people. And
talk that's what
about,
we do.
You know, talking about respect in the business, you know, people, you know, they've been coming up to us too, talking to us about the sports Emmys, you know, which were handed out this week. You know, people keep asking us, hey,
non-stop.
You know,
why
weren't
you
nominated for outstanding sports studio hosts? And, you know, what we tell everybody, which is obvious, is, you know, the award isn't given to people like us. No. See, it's given and rewarded to the safest, most non-threatening people. in the business. You know,
exactly.
You see, to make yourself eligible for this award, you have to have as few opinions as possible. That's how it works.
Yep.
That automatically disqualifies us. You see, the award goes to the host who makes his corporate bosses feel the most comfortable.
Yeah,
let's check out the list of nominees. All right, here were the nominees. Let's go down this list. So you got Rich Eisen. You know, a good choice, but he does give an opinion about once a month. Yeah, which is not good. You know, that's
exactly.
too much. Scott Van Pelt. You know, nice guy, but, you know, he makes jokes.
He makes to make a little quip here and there.
That's a big no-no, you know.
Disqualification automatic there.
Reese Davis, great guy, but hosts College Game Day, which is
just
they
get a little crazy over there.
A little dual raucous there.
Yep,
you know,
cross him off the list.
Yeah, James Brown, you know, always a solid choice, but, you know, he's already won it three
times.
Classic
vote there.
There's voter fatigue, yeah.
Exactly.
Which leads to our clear runaway winner. Of course, for the second straight year, Mike Tirico.
Yeah,
just
Mikey
T. True professional, Tony. Sticks to the script.
Yep, never goes off script. No improvising.
He's the perfect host for the Olympics and horse races. Just
Absolutely.
Doesn't make any corporation get worried at all.
Never.
And there we go. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Round
Good
of applause.
Good for you, Mikey T.
Well, speaking of someone who didn't ever get any votes, and you'll find out why in just a moment. Our guest is coming on the line, so let's bring him on the Fusco Satellite Network.
Fusco Satellite Network.
All right, this guy fancies himself an expert at everything. Listen to this resume, Tony. He started out as a lawyer, so that tells you something right there.
Yeah,
then he became president of the Florida Marlins from 2002 to 2017 when they won a World Series and then totally, you know, went to shit. But that's another story. I currently host a podcast called Nothing Personal on Meadowlark Media. And get this. He was once a contestant on Survivor where he was the first contestant voted off in the first episode.
You're killing
me. Tell you, probably tells you how this interview is going to go.
Yeah, exactly. And guess what? There's no immunity over here on this show.
No, you don't have that. Anyway, let's bring him in here. David Sampson, welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show.
I can't believe you're leading with Survivor. Seriously?
Well, looks like we hit a sore subject here, Tony. What happened there, right? You know, why do you get voted off so early? You got a body odor problem or something?
Yeah, didn't you get naked fast enough?
They put me on the Brains Tribe. They dressed me like Thurston Howell. They had an ascot on me, and you wonder why I was voted off first.
No, actually, I don't, because Thurston Howell lasted on his island for 6 years. So,
exactly. Great point.
Terrible comparison there, by you. You'd think you'd have a better one worked out by now.
Nope.
I think that one's worked perfectly until today, so I will try to think of a better one, but frankly, all right. That's it. I'm not trying anymore.
All right. See, but that's what we do on this show.
There you go. That's what we do.
We
educate.
Ideas, we make you better. All right. Well, let's get into it. Let's talk about the top story in basketball. Now, you probably think it's the NBA Finals coming up, or LeBron retiring, because, you know, your mainstream media, that's how you people think.
Yeah, that's what they do.
The big story is what just happened in the WNBA.
Exactly.
You may have seen it. Brittany Griner's return became the highest rated game in the WNBA since 1999. So, David, come here. Don't you think other leagues should consider copying this smart strategy? You know, have a star player, you know, maybe kidnapped by a foreign country, then released a year later, build that drama and juice ratings. Isn't that smart?
It's as though you should be a general manager. I mean, that is
absolutely
brilliant. It's one of the things I didn't think of when running a team for 18 years. Let's go full Midnight Express and let's see if we can win more games.
What
I love
it. What a terrific modern movie reference.
Exactly.
There.
Great segue there.
When you were with the Marlins, nobody was watching those crappy games. You know,
they're
terrible.
I had to watch them every day. Every day.
They were terrible.
I feel sorry for you.
Yeah.
You had a better chance of catching an actual Marlin than catching someone watching those games. But, you know, now looking back, don't you think maybe you should have had Dontrell Willis kidnapped?
No, I would like to have actually seen some better hitting. That may have been better when we, because
Dontrell
was
fine. No, you're missing the point.
Until he left us and he couldn't really pitch as well with the Tigers. I feel as though raise attendance, we should have done a whole lot more. Maybe we could have done that everyone in the crowd was subject to a search and that it was like a lottery and that one of every 10 people, so a total of 2 people every game, would be detained and forced to watch every game.
No, you're missing the point. Yeah. What you would have happen is have Dontrell Willis maybe kidnapped by a drug cartel and then released several months later in a prisoner swap.
Yeah, and then, like, you know, in the first inning, he's not there. But in the seventh inning, you're wondering maybe he'll come in for the save if they release him.
Would we still have to pay him if he got kidnapped?
Oh, see, I know how you people think. You people in the front office, so cheap.
Yeah, front office, that's all they, you're unbelievable.
I'm just saying that if we don't have to pay a player if they're kidnapped, because when they're injured, you have to pay them, but maybe kidnapped. Interesting.
Does Metal Lock pay you for these takes?
Yeah. Not nearly enough.
Yeah, clearly. Yeah, exactly.
Too much. Yeah.
All right. Let's go to another story here that, you know, seems up your alley here. NFL, you know, they're pissing off people with this Thursday night flex scheduling.
Now, yeah, you heard about this.
We heard you talking about it the other day. You had nothing interesting to say. So we're going to give you a solution here and listen to it.
Listen to this.
You're going to be jealous. You know, you're a businessman. Here's our solution. The game is on Amazon. What if Amazon just used Prime? If they, you know, if they flex the game, what if Amazon just used Prime to ship all the 60,000 fans to the city where the game is? It's called brand integration.
Yeah, problem solved.
Look at him. He's mind blown, Tony.
Yep.
Would it be 2 days shipping or would it be overnight shipping? Because that's a big difference in terms of hotels.
You're slow on the uptake here. Of course, it's overnight.
No, Prime, next day.
Prime is next day.
Next day.
We apologize to our sponsors at Amazon.
Yeah, Amazon, good people. Next day, not 2 day.
Where I live, it's not next day.
Have a thought.
Yeah.
Where I live, it's not next day. So I absolutely will not co-sign your take. However, a 2 day shipping. Here's what I would suggest they do in the NFL for a Thursday night flex.
Oh, okay.
I think that they should take always the two worst teams every week and put them on the Thursday night Amazon game, because it will prove that no matter who's playing, the same number of people are going to watch.
All right, so let me try and follow your train of thought, if there is one. So you would just have the Colts play the Titans every single week? Is that what you're saying?
Well, the first week, everybody's tied for last, so you can take anybody week one. But week two, it's got to be two 0-1 teams. Week three, it's got to be two 0-2 teams.
You know,
so it's
Tony,
always
this
the
is
two
exactly
worst
why
teams.
This guy ran the Marlins. Now it's all making sense here.
Yeah. This is also why he got kicked off Survivor Day One also.
Yeah. I mean, if there's one thing you know, it's how not to get an audience.
Let me tell you, the reason I got kicked off Survivor is that all my great ideas, they went up in smoke, absolutely in smoke, because of the way that I was treated on that show. And it's very disappointing. But the idea of playing bad teams and flexing every week instead of just two out of the last five, I think it's brilliant. I'm going to maybe go with that.
That would be the definition of shit show. That
Forget
is the definition.
Fans. Forget the fans. Who cares?
I honestly, this is the Marlins. This is the Florida Marlins brand, Tony. This is what this
man
is.
That's what it is.
Forget the fans might as well have been their slogan.
Yeah.
Man, this is, you're not doing yourself any favors here, David. You know, we're going to give you another chance here. Maybe you'll say something.
Yep, let's move along here to the next stuff.
You probably saw it last week. It was made national news, our take on Ja Morant. You know, we defended him. We said, this, you know, he plays for Memphis. The team name is the Grizzlies. If you got a bunch of Grizzlies running
all
around
over
your city,
all over the mountains,
wouldn't it be stupid not to carry a gun? Don't you agree?
I think that as I think about Ja Morant, that is the difference, that everyone on the Grizzlies should carry a gun, because then he would not stick out.
There you go.
He'd
be now
totally
you're getting
normal.
Back on the right track. There you go.
That's what we're going to push for. I'm going to push for that at the next league meeting, that we should arm every player, and then there's no way to discern. And we should hold all practices in strip clubs.
Well, see, there you go again. You had a good point right in the palm of your hand, and then you threw it away.
That's what I do. I'm famous for that.
Yeah, he's having trouble, Tony. Maybe you got to just put this in terms he can understand.
It's like, let's say you're in Florida, right? And you got all those Marlins swimming around. If your player goes out boating, wouldn't you want him to have a fishing rod or a harpoon gun? There's nothing wrong with that, right?
I think that dynamite actually works better.
No. You know, all right, but that's not a terrible solution. Yeah. We'll give him a break. All right, one last question for you. All right. You know, you were when you were with the Marlins, you were big into salary management, right? Yeah, that's what you did.
Yeah.
You know, you were screwing players over.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, he was just trying to do it here with Don Trell.
Yep. So your team was shit. Anyway, you know, people are saying Patrick Mahomes should be paid more than Jalen Hurts, right?
Crazy.
They're saying that. But did you see this? Jalen Hurts actually went and got his master's degree from the University of Oklahoma. Now, we all know that people with master's degrees should be paid more than people who don't have them. Don't you agree that Jalen Hurts should be paid, you know, at least 20-30% more for that extra education?
I think that lawyers actually should get 30% less, and people who get a master's should get 20% less, but doctors should get 20% more. So I would propose, actually, that you pay players according to whether or not they're doctors, because then they can fix themselves when they get injured.
That is the dumbest f***ing take I've ever heard in my whole f***ing life.
I've tried it.
You know,
we had players. We did it.
I don't think any doctor can possibly fix you. Tony, before this...
You know what?
Before this reaches a new low, this show, guess what? David Sampson, the votes have
just come in,
and you've been voted off Fusco Island because you're off the show.
You're off the show. You're gone. You're voted off the show.
I should have Amazon Prime ship you off to an island.
You're snuffing
and leave you
my
there.
Torch.
No immunity for you.
We're gonna torch your house and burn it down, just like you torched the whole Marlins franchise.
See ya.
Goodbye.
Fusco Satellite Network.
Is he off the line?
Jay, hang up the phone.
You know, I can't believe that the Florida Marlins let that guy run their organization for 15 years.
Well, actually, I can believe it.
Yeah, you know, you're a good point, Tony. I kind of do believe it, too, anyway.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
Let's not let him ruin, which was a terrific
show.
Of course, we want to thank... sponsors are good friends at Amazon Prime.
Amazon Prime, the way to go.
If it isn't someone who's primed for an ass kicking.
Yeah, producer Jay, what do you want?
Yeah, what?
Corrections.
What? Hurry up. Go.
You said Brittany Griner plays for the Phoenix Mercurys.
Yeah, bro. WNBA. We never miss a game.
Yeah, that's the name.
Yeah, bro.
No, it's not Mercurys. It's just Mercury. You don't add an S at the end of it. It's singular.
Oh, yeah? Well, you know what's at the end? Your time on Earth.
Yeah, and I just checked your relationship status. Looks like that's also singular.
Oh, good one, done. Tony. Got him.
Yeah, let's go. We're done.
No. What? Second.
What? Hurry up. Go.
You guys said the PGA champion was Brooks Koepka?
Yeah, bro. Legend.
Yeah, he's awesome.
It's not Koepka. It's Brooks Koepka.
Oh, yeah? Well, I'm going to Krapka down your throat.
Yeah. And you know what's going to be a hole in one? Your grave. Yeah.
Oh, great one, Tony.
You're done. Let's get out of here. No more. No.
What?
Last one.
What? Hurry up.
You said the word paradigm.
Yeah, bro. It's a way of seeing things.
Yeah.
No, you clearly meant to say paradigm. There's no such word as paradigm.
No, see, what I meant to say is f*** you.
Yeah, I hope you paradigm a horrible death. Boom! He shed poorly.
Yeah.
He's soaking poorly.
He's seeing things from a new paradigm now. Sure enough, sad life. Oh, wait, hold on, Tony. A better way to close out this show. Just got this in. Next guest on our next show. Super Bowl hero just booked. Nick Foles will be
Wow.
Here.
That is huge news.
Huge news. And in the meantime, while we wait for that, remember, subscribe on YouTube. Follow us on TikTok.
Yep,
we're
all
over. Listen to our back episodes. We're just taking off.
Listen to them all again.
Yeah. And Tony, great job as always.
Same to you, Paulie. Another flawless show.
There you go. We'll see you people next week.
See ya.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field.
Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive, with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Are the old world picturesque shores of Europe calling you? Set sail on an adventure with Avalon Waterways. Enjoy an elevated cruising experience. Avalon Waterways offers smaller ships, bigger experiences with fewer people and more of, well, everything good about river cruising. Don't just dream about quaint towns and cobblestone villages. See them for yourself and make lasting memories. Discover limited time offers today at AvalonWaterways.com.